This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in, everybody. Happy Thursday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. There it is, right there. I knew Ben would have it handy.
Oh, because they scored. The Astros scored more than three runs.
They did so much stuff yesterday, Seth. They did all the things. Yeah, Framber pitched well. Yes, the barrier for playing this song has now become scoring three or more runs, but they're back to 500. They end the road trip on a winning note, and Framber was Framber yesterday.
They arrived at home plate multiple times, three or greater times, and sometimes in very exciting fashion. DiCenzo just threading the needle with his left hand to have what would be overturned, call the safe at home, sliding head first into home plate, and just sneaking his left hand onto home plate. Being called out, but then having it overturned.
That was crazy. I'm like, God, what is this catcher doing? It's like the catcher thought there was a rule that you couldn't tag him on his hands, that you had to tag him on his face.
Yeah.
You know, like it was weird. If you didn't see it,
blocking,
go find it.
He was blocking the plate but taking every effort to not block the plate.
Right. Well, he didn't want to break the rule because you can't like stand in. He had the foot behind the plate. He was perfectly within the confines of the rules, but it's like, bro, you can touch him on the hand. It's okay. You don't have to wait for his face.
He went too far. He was being so careful not to block home plate. And I knew you would be a huge fan of this, Sean.
What's that?
Was that everything that got... What really got the ball rolling in that inning was a bunt. A bunt by Chaz.
Yeah.
A Chaz McCormick bunt.
If you're unplugged yesterday, Astros win 9-1 over the Brewers. Welcome in, everybody, on a Thursday. I've been very critical of Chaz since 2023, really. You know, like the last really good year he had. Chaz at one time was an everyday outfielder in Major League Baseball with an OPS in the mid-800s. He was with a green arrow up next to his name, and he was a hero here for his postseason exploits when they won the World Series.
There's still a snow angel or a dirt angel up there.
Up in Citizens Bank Park, yes.
Yeah. They put it in carbonite.
It's weird.
They'll forever commemorate him.
That's right. Yeah. It's awfully weird. They're commemorating him in a visiting ballpark for Chaz. But anyways, so Chaz, not all that long ago, was a... above average major league hitter, and that now he's only had like 25 plate appearances or something like that, and yet leads Major League Baseball in sacrifice bunts.
I hate that they've
turned him into a pitcher, basically batting ninth and sacrifice bunting. That's what he is. So yeah, I actually was frustrated, Seth, when they got a 3-0 lead. But the two-run inning they had, they scored two runs without any hits. I'm like, this is the most...
I know. The Brewers pitcher was walking everybody.
Oh, dude. It was the most Astro inning ever to build a 3-0 lead. Chaz with his new sack bunt gimmick. Two runs scored with no hits. Yiner leaving the bases loaded to end the inning. That inning. Like, this is the Astros offense in a nutshell right here this year. Perfect encapsulation.
Has Blum, you know, I'm like you, a lot of times I'm watching with the sound off. Has Blum done anything like a play on his old mom, bring me the meatloaf? Has he done like, mom, bring me the bunt cake? Mom!
No.
Where's my bunt cake?
But if he's listening, I think he just gave him an idea. That actually might be kind of funny until the 20th time. So they win yesterday 9-1, and the exciting part you're talking about, that the building the 3-0 lead was very Astro-like. Jeremy Pena, feeling really good, Seth, about my over 14.5 home run bet on Jeremy Pena. Leads the ball club right now, if I'm not mistaken. He's got five. There's no chance there's anybody on this team with more than five home runs right now.
He is, since he's been the leadoff, he's got a 936 OPS. Very far above average. The power is really showing up. He's turning into a first pitch assassin. That three-run homer was on the first pitch in the top of the sixth.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a career 338 average against the first pitch of a plate appearance.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, there's a little bit of Springer in him. A
little bit.
I think when it comes to just being a leadoff guy who could ambush you right off the bat.
That's been a good move. You know, that's been a good move putting him in leadoff and putting Altuve just hasn't been playing well at all lately. But Pena getting moved up to number one to lead off in the order has been good. So they end on a positive note. That was nice to see out of Framber yesterday. That was really good to see.
Framber and Chandler Rome had the stat with Framber that kind of tells the whole story now that he's got enough. Like five of his outings are quality starts, and he's got a 1.32 ERA in those five quality starts. The other three starts, he's allowed 16 runs in 14 innings. So it's easy to say this after yesterday, but all right. Sometimes at the beginning of the season, you just through random luck, you stack up a couple of your bad outings and it just looks bad because it's a small sample size. But by and large, we've seen the classic good version of Framber more times than we've not. It's just a matter of him just smoothing it out, as he's shown an ability to do, hopefully over the course of the rest of the season.
Gaining some consistency. Yeah, no doubt about that. If it were a bigger deal, then I think we would have talked about it. We just haven't talked about Framber that much. You know,
we've talked about him in the aggregate with the other starting pitchers that basically everybody but Hunter Brown you don't feel awesome about right now.
But we haven't teased him into a segment or anything about is Framber, you know, is bad Framber here to stay? You know, like it's I guess I'm saying I haven't been concerned that he's going to have a 4.39 ERA for the entire season. You know, like it's – have you been concerned?
When I've brought it up, he's very much been one of my feelings about where the Astros are in this precarious state of affairs where you just we've never seen Framber playing in a contract year in the last year of his contract.
That's true.
And he's also shown – he's been way more erratic – than he has been for the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been very worried about the fact that, man, the pitching has been what's buoying this team so far. And they've got multiple guys that are right on the edge of, man, if they fall off onto the bad side into the cliff, then this team is just a bad baseball team.
Yeah. Now, the one thing that they've had a lot of here early in the season, off days. You know, it feels like in between every six games they've had an off day. They are now starting tomorrow on 17 straight days with games. Like they're going into a stretch here where there is no rest for the weary. They got Lance they got Lance McCullers back right in time. You know,
and they're going to go with a five-man rotation for now, but Gusto is available for potentially being a starter. He'll be your long relief. I'm cool with that strategy just because they have no idea the way it's going to play things out. I mean, Blanco traditionally goes out there for the four innings. I mean, he's a four-inning guy these days, and you're lucky if you get five. They'll have to use Gusto strategically and judiciously.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
Hey, by the way, that's just a real quick tangent.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm getting annoyed that on Twitter, you know, they'll kind of summarize what's trending in news stories for you now. Grok, the AI version, Grok is Twitter's AI.
Yeah.
He's been spending too much time on real news because yesterday I saw the summary of the George Pickens trade was Steelers make a strategic trade to the Cowboys. I'm like, oh, dude, you've been spending so much time on the tariffs. This any kind of trade. It was a strategic trade as opposed to an impulsive trade or a frivolous trade.
Yes.
Although I didn't realize that all these non-strategic trades were being made in baseball.
You know, it's funny you say that.
Separate my church and religion and state, okay?
Yeah.
I want my fun baseball stuff to be fun baseball stuff.
Oh, God, I got to go find.
Or football, I guess.
What was
if we're
it?
Being technical.
There was a there was something the other day. Oh, I know what it was. And I can't remember. Oh, so my buddy Rick texted me, and he was listening to another station here in town that's not a sports station, but yeah. They report sports. You know, they do more news on this station. Not going to say which station. But they were in the news, in the sports report, they were talking about Tank Dell. And they said that, you know, there was all these reports over the weekend about Tank because there was, you know, like D'Amico had a quote about Tank at the golf tournament or something, that he's in good spirits. And Jonathan Alexander had reported that he probably won't play in 2025.
Yeah.
This other station reported that Tank Dell had a setback. that he had a setback because he wasn't going to play. When everybody that is in the sports bubble knows right. That this is what was supposed to happen. So I know that's not what Gronk did, but it is an example of when you start to take newsy things and you dip your toe in the water of sports. You got to be careful about how you report it, man. Us sports people, that's not a setback. That's what we've been expecting with Tank. You know,
well, and especially like if you're a non-sports person or a non-Texans person, if you're just kind of scrolling through the headlines and maybe you just see a few things about Tank Dell, you'll also see that he underwent surgery.
Yeah.
Turns out the surgery was to get a leg sleeve tattoo. Yeah.
that's right. That he went under. He was under anesthesia. Under. Yeah.
He was under general anesthesia.
Yeah. That's funny. All right, so Astros win 9-1. My daughter was at the Red Sox game last night, Seth, with her boyfriend Charlie, and I got some reports on Alex Bregman from her.
Oh, good. Yeah,
Judy, not a baseball fan.
Judy, not a baseball person whatsoever. Yeah. Charlie knows. Charlie's a sports fan.
Charlie's a huge sports fan. So they were at Fenway last night, and I saw that Bregman had hit a home run. So I text her. I'm like, "Hey, Alex Bregman hit a home run that you're at. He used to be an Astro. Yes, he slayed." It's my daughter. I said, that hurts. We miss him. At least he's in Boston. Okay.
Thanks, Judy.
Then she texts me. She's giving me Bregman updates. Ooh, Bregman's up right now. Got a hit. Otherwise, Red Sox are toast. Oh, he just helped them get two runs.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. He just helped them get two runs. Yeah, I'm like, okay.
That'd be a good we should have Judy write the sports headlines.
Oh, that would
when we do headlines.
That would be funny. Yeah, but you can't cheat and go look at an act. You can't like just summarize an article that you saw already.
Alex Bregman helps two other players score runs.
It's like I'm
he was thrown out, so ultimately not a great play.
Dude, it's like I'm texting with a 13-year-old. He just helped him get two runs. So slay of him.
Shut up. She didn't say that.
She did too. So slay of him.
This is why Harvard is losing.
I know.
Sean.
I know. She got an Ivy League education. Holy smokes. All right. So slay of him. All right. Payne and Pendergast. We're off and running. On a Thursday. We got a lot to get to. Hey, Nick Caserio joined us on the show yesterday. If you missed the entire interview, it's up on YouTube. It's got its own YouTube entry. And Nice clean audio, that's right.
No pauses. no inadvertent pregnant pauses.
Nothing at all.
Yeah.
And also, it's up on the Odyssey app too, if you want to take a listen. Good conversation yesterday with the Texans GM. He talked about a bunch of things. We will lead in with Nick Caserio on what has been, I think, his most universally lauded draft pick. We will have that for you and more coming up next.